Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you speak Spanish?
Sí.
Thank you so much. Would you prefer me to continue this interview in English or Spanish?
It's the same for me. Whatever you prefer.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am going to vote.
Okay, will you say definitely or very likely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, independent, or registered in a party, some other political party?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Anglo-American, Hispanic, African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American?
White, Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age? From 18 to 35, from 36 to 45, from 46 to 55, from 56 to 65, over 65?
45 to 55.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
No, I think right direction.
Thank you so much. From the following list, which issue should your local elect officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in city government, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and development, overdevelopment, sorry.
Only one?
Yes, you can choose one.
Only one.
Yes.
Traffic and congestion.
Thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Damian Pardo, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
We also have Daniela Levin Cava.
Favorable.
Will you say somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We also have Miguel Gavela.
No opinion.
We also have Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
We also have Kamala Harris.
Do we have unfavorable?
Yes, we have somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. We also have Aileen Higgins.
Can you see that one?
Yes, of course. Aileen Higgins.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. We also have Manolo Reyes.
opinion.
We also have Christine King.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
We also have Joe Carolla.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Okay, in the if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that might be on the ballot for this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner, and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, in favor.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Residency Miami LLC for residential commercial users pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring returning 13 acres to the city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, in favor.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you so much. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants from fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive binding, and authorized at no cost to the city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expand public waterfront, and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Yes, in favor.
would you say that you are voting, definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you so much. The remainder of the survey will focus on the civil referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. Selling 3.2 acre of leased property to tenant at a price per market value, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
A $9 million contribution to affordable housing, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
All at no cost to the city or taxpayers, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Reducing the overall amount of development, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Allowing office space to be included, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you so much. You will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The update proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
In favor.
Will you say definitely or probably?
Probably, because I would need more information.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
I guess the public park that you said the.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference?
I think it makes no difference.
Thank you. This proposal will include...
Is it... How long do we have?
We are at 70% complete. We are almost done. I am going to be as fast as possible.
Okay.
This proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Yeah, somewhat convincing.
This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not convincing at all, no difference.
No difference.
Thank you. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you so much. You will not be giving some statements in favor of this proposal at Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor to this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on this project.
No difference.
This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
The options were somewhat convincing, right?
Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters have previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
No difference.
This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for this new job. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all, not too convincing, no reason?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor to this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
And would you say that you will definitely vote or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. You will now be asked just the last few questions for demographic purposes only before we finish. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Who would I vote if it were Trump and Joe Biden?
Yes.
That was the question? Trump.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate, I would say.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate, 2-year degree, college graduate, 4-year degree, postgraduate degree?
high school graduate.
Thank you so much. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian.
Dominican.
Thank you. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English. Speak Spanish and English equally. Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish. Always speak English.
Mostly Spanish.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. That was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.